Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Here, John Davison for Zach by today. I've always got to hit that though, Stoke. I got to hit it for Zach even when he's out.
Absolutely, you got to pour one out for the homie.
Pour one out. I love Stoke. My favorite thing about you is your deep cut rap knowledge that nobody gives you credit for. By far, my favorite.
I got a little flavor. I got a little flavor in me, you know.
You do. Last year when you made all the J. Cole fans mad.
Right.
You said he was boring.
Yeah. It was a bad halftime show. But, you know, he's got a few songs that I dig now. But it was just a bad all-star NBA basketball halftime show. It just wasn't a good performance. And I didn't realize his popularity, but I realized after I tweeted that he was pretty popular. I was like, oh, my bad. Yeah. Let me backstep this one up here a little bit. Stepped in a little bit too much stuff there.
There you go. Well, you know what? You weren't wrong to say it was boring, but you were also right to be nice to his fans. Always the classy guy, Brandon Stokely.
Oh yeah, absolutely. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing all right. It's cool. It's Friday. I'm in a good mood. Get to hang out with you. Zach took I heard you guys yesterday. You're right. You've rubbed off on him.
Yeah.
He's got the
Roby. That's usually me, you know, skipping out on a nice, see that sun out, no clouds outside. I mean, holy cow. And, you know, you can imagine what he's doing today. So he's enjoying it. So good for him. He deserves it. I mean, not really. He doesn't really deserve it. Seriously. He doesn't really deserve it. He took off like 2.5 weeks for over Christmas. And, you know, that was too long to take off. And then now he's just taking a random Friday off. He's changed, John. He's changed a lot.
He's a diva. Yeah. I now have to talk to his agent now when
right.
I call him. He doesn't even want to talk to him.
Exactly. So, I don't know what happened to him. You know, he used to be a hard worker, dedicated, a grinder. And we used to have that drop that, you know, Vance would say, Zach's a grinder. Well, that's out the door now. We can't use that anymore because he's become soft.
He's become soft. That's the worst thing you can say to Zach. I love it. So what's your temperature threshold for golfing? Is 39 degrees, is this too cold? What is your, what is the too cold where you won't golf?
No, it's perfect right now. I mean, this is going to be great today. It just depends. Because you know, it could say 39, and if the sun's out like it is today and the wind's not blowing, it's going to feel 49, 50.
That's
right. Fine. So, but if it's 39, cloudy and windy, no, that's a no-go. So it just depends on the elements. The degrees can say one thing, especially here in Colorado, but the temperature, it just depends on the sunshine and the wind. I hate playing in the wind, but look, if I can get out and play golf, I'll suck it up and play for the most part. Even if I'm miserable, it's worth getting out there and giving it a shot. So that's kind of my mindset. I don't get to get out a ton. So if you have the opportunity, especially this time of year, if you have the opportunity, unless it's brutal conditions, I'll go for it.
Take it. That's the 16-year NFL vet. You've played in all conditions. Nothing really bothers you.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, I like to enjoy golf a little bit more. You know, I like to get out there and, you know, you got some pops and, you know, stogie and just enjoy the day. And it's hard to enjoy the day when you're freezing cold.
That's always true. I hate the cold, but I love Colorado. So luckily it's actually not as cold here as people think it is. Stoke, so George Payton, he's the guy.
He's the guy.
Now, been listening to you all week. Give your thoughts. But I've got a question for you. I'm going to give you the three scenarios, and I want you to tell me what you like the most.
Okay.
What you like the least.
Oh, I like this. We're already getting the game mode.
Yeah, you and Zach are schemers, so I got to frame everything. I got to frame everything correctly
to
get into game mode. Number one would be Drew Locke and maybe bring in, maybe an Andy Dalton, something like that.
Okay.
Two would be you go get a Matt Stafford, a Matt Ryan. Three, you draft a guy. If you got to trade up, you draft a guy.
Of is those this for me, or is this me predicting what he's going to do?
This is what you what you like the best of those two scenarios.
I like drafting a guy. I like drafting a quarterback in the draft. That's what I would prefer. And Drew probably would still get an opportunity early on in the football season to see what it looks like. I just don't want to go free agent route. We kind of done that. And, you know, unless there's a Peyton Manning available, then I'm just kind of no thank you on that route. You look at a guy like Matthew Stafford, and he is intriguing. But he's still under contract with Detroit, so you have to trade for him. Do I want to give up the 9th pick in the draft for Matthew Stafford? I don't. I just think there's a limit to how far you can go with Matthew Stafford. I don't think he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, and I don't think that he takes this team to the Super Bowl. So when I look at it from that perspective, I say, well, then why even bother? Why even bother? Let's try to go ahead and go in the draft and get us a top five type of quarterback. So that's kind of where I view this whole quarterback situation. And why even mess with an Andy Dalton? Why even bring him in here? What would he do for the Denver Broncos?
Yeah.
So that's for me. That's why I eliminate those two. And I go with drafting a quarterback.
Stoke, and I'm not just saying this to be nice. I agree with the order you put those in. That's kind of how I would do it. The Matthew Stafford thing is I hope this makes sense already. I don't think Vic Fangio is the right coach for them to go get Matt Stafford. I don't think
why bringing you say
Matt
that?
Stafford because he doesn't care about the offense. He doesn't even pay attention to it. Like John Fox, you played for John Fox while he was here with Peyton. Mm-hmm. Fox still had a CEO thing about him. When he was with the Broncos, he was a defensive guy, but he let the defensive coordinators and his people do their thing, and he oversaw the team. Fangio doesn't do that.
Nope.
And without this team being, if one, this team's not talented enough for Matt Stafford, like you said, to even come here and make an impact. He's not. What's he going to get him to? 9-7? They're not even going to make the playoffs at 9-7. That would be a 4-5 game. That would be such a big leap. So I don't think the team's good enough. I don't think they have the right head coach to get him what he wants. And so with Matt Stafford, it would be the second you got him, it would be a sprint to Super Bowl window. There's no time for growth. You've got to work quick. He's been in the league 12 years. I get he's only 32, but in football years, he's probably 35. His body's taken some hits. He's an older guy. So
he got banged up a couple times this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, I'm with you. It would intrigue me, though, to see him because he can throw it. He can spin it. But intrigue me with these young offensive pieces to see what it would look like with him. I just don't think it's worth it because I think you make that move if you're close to a Super Bowl window. And right now the Broncos aren't close to a Super Bowl window. You got to start laying this foundation down and get everything in order before you make these kind of, you know, trading your 9th overall pick or whatever it would take. And that's all, you know, hypotheticals because we don't even know if he's going to be available.
Whoever
goes in there, we don't know how they're going to view Matthew Stafford. I would think that they probably, you know, he's not making a ton of money when it comes to NFL quarterback money this year. I would think that they would want to keep him for one more year with a new coach, a new GM, and maybe they draft a guy also. But I don't know if they get rid of Matthew Stafford. Now, if they could get the 9th overall pick, maybe they would. But I don't think anybody's going to give up a top 10 pick for Matt Stafford.
I definitely wouldn't, and the Broncos shouldn't. And you made the points. John Davis filling in for Zach Bye today. You made a great point. They're not in the Super Bowl window, and it would be intriguing. He would help Noah Fant. He would help Jerry Jeudy. He would help those guys come along for sure. But when Peyton came to Denver, for one, Matt Stafford's not Peyton Manning, for one. Two, that team was in the divisional round of the playoffs the year before. They were loaded. That Broncos team was loaded with young talent that was starting to emerge. The Demaryius Thomas, the Decker, the Julius. You had Vaughn. You still had Doomerville. Champ Bailey was still around and could still play. They brought back B. Stoke. You know,
once you add that to the mix, you know, it's just ready-made stir up, and then there you go.
Yeah, and it was ready to go. And the culture, John Fox had put the culture in the year before Peyton got here. He had really turned that around from the kind of toxic energy of Josh McDaniels. So everything was in place for the Broncos to get that quarterback and go. this Broncos team's just not in that place. And Matt Stafford, good player, he's not ready to just elevate every single guy.
Right, this defense, and this defense isn't what that defense was.
No.
Right, and so you know, there's a lot of areas on this defense that need to be addressed in the off season. So I just think you just keep continuing to build this football team. You don't need to make any big time drastic moves, especially when it comes to trading your draft capital. And when you look at it and you take a step back and you really look at it, where is that going to get you? How far is that going to really get you? 8-8 is you willing to trade the 9th overall pick for 8-8? I'm not.
No.
I'm not. So, and that's, you know, 8-8, 9-7. For me, that doesn't do it for me. So I like going the young quarterback route. Now it's hard. It's a hard thing to do to find that guy. But that's what I would prefer to do. And it's still got Drew Lock here. And then after that, I would like to bring in a veteran guy, but not an Andy Dalton, you know, a guy that's going to cost you a little bit of money. I'd rather bring in a guy that's going to cost you $3 or $4 million and then just can that mentor the group and just be the adult in the room and help these two young quarterbacks out. Drew Lock didn't have that this year either. He had Jeff Driscoll. Jeff Driscoll, right? I mean, come on. Listen to that. That's who his, you know, mentor, I guess, was supposed to be this year.
A guy who can't play.
Right. That's just laughable. So I think Drew might have had more starts than him heading into last year with his 5 starts.
He definitely, I think, had at least more wins.
Yes.
If it
yes.
wasn't starts.
Right.
I think he had won, and he actually beat Jeff Driscoll.
Yes, he did.
Last year they played. Yeah. Get a guy in the room, and Drew could have used that this year. I mean, Fitzpatrick was helping out Tua a lot. And I mean, I don't know how much good it did, but he was there, and Drew Lock, I'm with you. Like, if they bring in a veteran, I don't want it to be a veteran breathing down his neck for playing time.
Right.
It's if you're not going to get the Stafford or the draft pick, then it's Drew Lock again. And
yes.
And that's just what you got to do. Ride it out for another year. Lock did some things this year. What I liked about Drew Lock this year that I don't think he's getting credit for is at the end of the year, he was good in the big moments when it mattered. The Panthers game, when the Panthers got within 5, he hit Hamler on that deep ball to put the Broncos back up 2 scores. The Bills game, I get that it was a disaster, but he did have that 2-minute drill at the end of the first half, got him within 1 score. We'll delete the rest of that game. But then you have the Chargers game. There was the drops, but specifically the drop on the final drive. It was like a 50-yard bomb that hit Judy in the hands.
That was a touchdown.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have fell and stumbled if he caught that football. That was a touchdown. So you make a good point.
In the Raiders game, he got him a lead late. You know, he put him up. So unlike Vic Fangio, who was bad when the games were on the line, I think Drew Lock was actually good when the games were on the line. And so if I would rather see where that continues to go than watch Andy Dalton get a 7-9. And let's get real. Andy Dalton with CeeDee Lamb and Gallup and Amari Cooper could not beat the 6-10 Giants with the playoffs on the line.
Right.
So what are we doing with that guy?
Exactly. It really doesn't make sense to even go down that road. If you're going to think about going down that road, why? Just roll Drew Lock 2.0 back out there. You know, give him another opportunity. But you made a good point there, John, when you're looking at how Drew finished the season. Obviously, it wasn't perfect. But you think about the Carolina game, that was a great game. But you think about him in those moments and in the game situations and how he performed and into half situations, and he did well. He did well. And so, look, I've been critical of him. I'm a little bit skeptical if he's the guy or not. But also, there was a lot working against him this year, and I do realize that. And certainly the new coordinator coming in and no offseason didn't help him out at all. So we'll see how it plays out. And I'm sure that Drew's going to get an opportunity. He's going to get another opportunity at some point this next year. He's not going anywhere. The Broncos aren't going to cut him. He's going to be on the roster. I don't know if he'll be plan A or plan B, but I'm pretty sure that he's going to get another opportunity to show what he's got in year 3, whether it's to start the season or come in the middle of the season, whatever the case may be. He'll get another opportunity. So I don't think the Drew Lock era is over. But what does he do with that opportunity when he gets it? He's not going to have the leeway that he had this past year to have those big time struggles that we saw, and then they continue to stick with him. That luxury is gone.
Yeah, it's gone, and he can't. What did bother me late in the year is he repeated mistakes. He's got the same kind of turnovers. It's either the out-of-the-pocket, ill-advised interception, or it's the get chased down from behind, holding the ball, not being too secure, getting the ball stripped, and actually putting his body in harm's way.
Right.
A couple times. He's been hurt doing that a couple times. So I'm with you. I think Locke, we're probably not done with it. He didn't play well enough to make it an open. Some people, what irritates me right now is I'm like, why should Drew Locke start next year? And some people are like, Josh Allen. I'm like, that's not good enough evidence.
Right.
Like, I need something. Josh Allen actually doesn't have anything to do with this. He didn't make it an open and shut case, which brings us to kind of your number one scenario, which is draft a guy.
And also, you know, you made a good point, John, and I've been thinking about this, is you got to look at his durability and the ability to stay healthy, especially at the quarterback position. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. And he's 0 for 2. Two straight years he's been injured and had to miss time. And he's not the biggest guy. He's got a slender kind of frame to him. And, you know, he gets out of the pocket and sometimes he doesn't know when to hold him and fold him. And he takes some big shots and some of them aren't his fault. But at the same time, you got to be able to stay healthy, especially at that position. If you can't stay healthy, how can a team rely on you? You know, it's such a important position. And if you have trouble, you know, being able to make it through a 16-game season, then, you know, that's a big strike against you.
It is. And one of the things, I'm not comparing Locke to Elway, so nobody even start that. And it's actually not favorable what I'm saying. One of John Elway's best things as a quarterback watching him growing up, he could feel the guy behind him and get out of there. He just had great instincts on awareness.
Sense.
Yeah, a sixth sense. Just good awareness. And you look at Philip Rivers, Brady, Peyton, these guys played a long time because, like you said, they knew just when to say, all right, the play's over. We're going to do it another day.
And it's hard for a young guy to do that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
He's always trying to make a play. And we saw that. You know, you mentioned it. He's getting out of the pocket and some of those foolish throws that he would make that just, like, why did he try to make that throw and it's intercepted? So that's what young guys do. They try to, you know, turn a bad play into the spectacular play. And usually it ends up making it a worse play. So, but that's all part of the, you know, maturation process and just growing and learning the position. And but the problem is in the NFL is, you know, you just don't have 3-4 years, especially with a second round pick, just to say, okay, let's see right. What he can do in year three. Now it wasn't good enough in year two, but we're going to roll him back out there in year three. You just don't have that luxury. I mean, especially for a guy like Vic, right? I mean, well, put yourself in Vic's shoes. He didn't have time.
No,
he's ticking.
That you are 100% correct when you said his seat is hot or what, like it
super
is
super duper hot. Yes,
super duper. He doesn't have 16
games. Drop it like
games.
It's hot.
Drop it like it's. Look at that.
Yeah,
look at that. Lil Wayne from Louisiana. You're Louisiana.
That's right.
You're your fellow Louisiana native. Quoting him here today. But again, the deep cut hip hop historian Brandon Stokely.
You know, you get it all from noon to three.
You get it all from noon to three.
A little bit of everything. You just don't know what it's going to be. It could be hip hop. Could be, you know, sometimes Zach goes National Geographic and comes up with some whale facts or something. It's just we're all over the map. You just never know what you're going to get on a day by day basis here.
You never know, and
it's why
I tune in every day, because you guys there's one spot in every show where I go, what are they talking about?
Perfect. That means we did our job.
I love it. And I love it when you guys talk 8 Mile and I can text Zach and be like, this is what it is right here. But so it's John Davis filling in for Zach By today. So Stoke, you've mentioned it all week. You would like the opportunity if the Broncos could draft a guy. I'm big on Justin Fields. The reason I like that idea so much, if you look at all the top quarterback prospects that have been drafted in the past few years, they're all in the AFC. Burrow, Herbert, Jackson, Allen, Tua, if he ever pans out, Mahomes, Watson, they're all in the AFC. And this year, Trevor Lawrence, he's coming to the AFC.
Wow, that's right.
And so you look at that, that's half the conference with guys under 25 or younger that all look like they could win a Super Bowl.
That's a great point. And, you know, how do you fill your spot? I mean, do you go an aging guy? I mean, that kind of doubles down on what we're saying and why you need to go out there and get a young quarterback. I mean, I wish Zach would bring that kind of intel and info to the show. John, I mean, that was spot on, man. That was really good. You look at the young talent in the AFC. I mean, you got to keep up. Yeah. Right? You got to keep up with them. And so you got to find your quarterback. And if you don't, and you got to find a young one. You got to find a young one because there's no great one, old ones that are going to come save you. They're just not. They might get you to 500, but the bar needs to be higher than just trying to find somebody to get your head above water. Now, looking at, you know, trying to win championships, and the way that you do that is to find your young quarterback that can compete with these other guys.
Yeah, and that's the problem that Drew Lock's facing, because none of those guys need 3 or 4 years to show that they've got what it takes. And they're all ready. They're all ready to go. And that's why if that number two pick is available and Justin Fields, for me, is there, you've got to take your shot. And
you think two? I see. I don't know if two will be available. You got Jacksonville at one, the Jets at two, and the Dolphins at three. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what the Jets decide to do. I can't see them sticking with Sam Darnold. Can't see that happening. You're in a perfect spot to take the second best quarterback. Now, obviously, I say that with the assumption that, you know, you do have to love the quarterback, right? You're just not going to pick one to pick one, but, you know, they're not going to love Zach Wilson or Justin Fields or one of these guys to take him at two, and they're going to pass up a quarterback and then just roll Sam Darnold back out there again. I have a hard time thinking that they want to do that. I think they're going to grab a quarterback in the end. It's hard for me to believe that they, will pass on the quarterback at two. The spot to me is three, probably.
Mm.
Dolphins. They keep saying Dolphins are liars over there. I think they lie a lot over there, so I don't trust them fully with what they're saying. But they're backing Tua. They're saying Tua's their guy next year. They believe in him. I don't believe them, though. But we'll see. We'll see what they do in the draft. But that's kind of telling you, hey, our pick's up for grabs. If you want to come get it, give us a great offer, we'll make a trade. If you're looking for a quarterback. So I think you might be able to get the third quarterback, but you possibly could get the second one if the Jets, pass on a quarterback there. And your second guy is Fields. That's who you want?
Yeah, I would want Fields. Fields would be the guy I would go with, over. He's played in big time moments. He's played in big time games.
It concerned me a little bit against Alabama. And Alabama can do that to you, but, he played great against Clemson. But when guys are running, you're just wide open all over the place.
And you're missing, yeah.
And then you look at the game against Alabama. It wasn't quite the same as the game against Clemson. But I love his athleticism. It seems like he's a really good leader. So it's going to be interesting to see, where him and Zach Wilson, where they end up.
It will. And the Jets are the organization that took Ken O'Brien ahead of Dan Marino. So anything's possible.
There you go. There you go.
we headed towards the most exciting offseason since 2012. We'll tell you next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Brandon Stokely, we have some major breaking news just tweeted from Mike Kliss. Broncos' Von Miller is under criminal investigation by Parker Police Department. Poor Kevin Vaughn, who's with 9 News, and Mike Kliss. Josh Hands, Parker Police Department spokesman, confirmed Miller under investigation. We're not commenting on the nature of the allegations. We haven't completed the investigation. Stoke, we don't know what it's for, but this is not good for Von Miller at all.
No, he had the messages that came out last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever that was. Not a good look at all. The things that he said in there were not good, were awful, and bad look. And now he's under criminal investigation. And for me, I think his time here has just run its course, even more so now. It's just time for the Broncos to turn the page and move on. It was probably that time anyway, and this just seals it for me. It's just time to move on. Let Von go free. You save a lot of cap room. It's just time to turn the page on the Von Miller chapter here in Denver. And these last two things that have come up, what else is out there? These last two things here in the past few weeks just really solidify that for me. It's a bad look for Von. It's not a good look for the Denver Broncos, obviously. So we'll see what happens and what comes out of it. But it's just time to turn the page now and let Von see what else is out there. And save some cap room and move on.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to pay for a guy. And for those just tuning in, Mike Kliss tweeted Von Miller per Parker Police Department is under investigation. We don't know. He hasn't been charged yet. They haven't completed the investigation. We don't know what the allegations are related to. But yeah, with Von, I mean, it was a discussion to keep him in Denver without the distractions
right.
that we've run into. That was already some in those text messages that came out last week. We never really heard anything else about it, what it was related to. We don't know if it's related to this. One thing that was interesting is I think he was supposed to be on that Nickelodeon cast last week broadcast, yep. and then Nate Burleson ended up doing it. So that kind of tipped me off that maybe something wasn't right.
Well, I think after you saw the
what
text
he
messages,
said.
I mean, how can you have him on a kid's show?
You can't.
You just can't.
And that kind of confirmed the, you know, we haven't had it confirmed that those are legitimately him, but it was a bad look. But
It was a bad look. It was him. If it wasn't him, you'd be screaming at the top of your lungs right. that this is a lie, and we haven't heard that. So obviously it was him that said those things. I don't know if it was his fiance, girlfriend, or whatever the case may be. Just not a good look. Not a good look at all. Not what you want to be dealing with if you're George Payton taking over this job of the Denver Broncos and Vic Fangio, you know, who's on the hot seat already. You don't want these distractions. No. And once the distractions become greater than your play and greater than your contract and your value, it's time to move on. And that's where you're at right now with Von Miller. It happens all the time. Distractions, money, okay, or one side. Well, what's your level of play? Well, right now, everything else is outweighing his level of play and his contributions to the Denver Broncos. So that just tells you everything you need to know. Time to move on.
Yeah, this tips the scales for sure. If they were on the fence, the Broncos, about how to approach bringing him back, I would think you're starting fresh. You got a lot of young guys. You know, it would have been me personally, lifelong Broncos fan, Von Miller right. fan. You always sure. want to see your guys end where they started with your team. But the makeup of this team's a lot different now. I think, for one, and this is another segment, I think Justin Simmons, they've got to figure out how to get that done. You take guys like Simmons and Garrett Bowles. These are younger guys emerging as leaders on this team. Younger guys that are having a locker room presence. And I don't think you want the distraction around any of this. You don't want anybody having to answer questions for things that don't pertain to them that are outside of football. And everything going in this news breaking from Mike Kliss that Von Miller per Parker Police Department is under investigation. We don't know what the allegations are. Yeah, Stoke.
You can kind of assume and guess,
yeah.
But you know, we won't speak on it. We won't speculate. I have a really good idea what it could be. But obviously, you know, this would be George Payton's first big move right here.
Yep.
You know, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to tolerate this type of stuff and allow it to happen? Where the Broncos have allowed this stuff to happen too much without consequences. That's the reality. Right. And the culture is just not a good culture. You see some of the guys they brought in, some of the issues they've had, and just like kind of look the other way. Yada, yada, yada. No really discipline for these guys. And, you know, so we'll see how George Payton, in probably his first ever big move, how he handles this Von Miller situation.
Right. And it's important to say Von hasn't been charged with anything yet.
We don't.
He's just under investigation. Stoke,
it's just not a good look. It's not a good look at all. And so it doesn't really matter to me if he's been charged or what. He's under investigation for something that's not good. And it brings bad publicity to himself and to the Denver Broncos. The text messages a couple weeks ago were just awful. It's a bad look for the Denver Broncos. It's a bad look for Von Miller. That to me sums it all up. He didn't play last year. 2 years ago, he wasn't very good. It's just time to move on. Those are the facts. And, you know, I've always liked Von Miller. I was a teammate of Von Miller's. But that's just where we're at right now.
Right.
You know, objectively, I look at this thing and I just say it's just time to turn the page on Von Miller and just move on. And plus all that, you're going to save a lot of cap room. We're not even trying to salvage this thing. It's not even, hey, will you take a pay cut plus incentives? No.
It makes too much sense at this point for them to probably move on from him. It was in for George Payton, it was because this decision to keep Von or not, I think, was actually a lot tougher for Payton than people realize, because you can look at a business sense, you know, the money, the play. But this is a guy that Yvonne left and went and was great somewhere else. His first move will have been to have moved on from one of the greatest Broncos of all time that could still play. That would have been tough for him to handle. You know,
sure.
that would have been, you know, because, I mean, Josh ran Jay Cutler out of town.
Right.
People hate Jay Cutler, and we're still mad at Josh for doing that. We're still mad at him for getting rid of a guy we don't even like. And so with Peyton, you know, the Von, I don't want to, nothing about this Von Miller situation is easy at all. And for those of you just tuning in, Mike Kliss tweeted out that Von Miller is currently under criminal investigation. By Parker Police. He has not been charged with anything. We don't know what the allegations are. But with George Payton, I think now this is kind of a, he's got a lot of big decisions ahead of him. The quarterback we've talked about, Justin Simmons, trying to salvage that relationship, I think, in my mind. This is probably one he now just crosses off the list.
Right. It makes it easy for him.
Yeah.
With what Von has gone through and what allegations we, you know, are hearing today, and then the text a couple weeks ago, look, he's making it easy for you to wash your hands of him and move on. And so I don't think anybody would look at the situation. Well, you always have a few people, but for the majority of Broncos country won't look at the situation and say, oh, man, you really screwed this one up, George Payton. No, you just don't want that type of culture anymore. You got to change the culture of the Denver Broncos that's been heading the wrong way. They haven't been winners with Von Miller the past 4 years. It's just time to turn the page. That's all good things must come to an end. It was a great run for Von Miller. I mean, he did some amazing things here, but guess what? All good things must come to an end, and it's time for the Von Miller era in Denver to come to an end.
Yeah, and again, don't know the nature of the charges, but for Von, too, it may be best for him to move on and go somewhere else.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, John, it's like when I was campaigning to trade Von Miller 3 years ago, right? Same type of thing. I thought it was in the best interest of Von, and I thought it was in the best interest of the Denver Broncos at that time. And I think you're spot on. I think it's best for Von. Start fresh, start over somewhere else, wherever that may be.
And again, just for everybody tuning in, Mike Kliss tweeted out, Von Miller under criminal investigation per Parker Police. Allegations, we don't know, but we're John Davis filling in for Zach By.
Look at you're a pro today,
so much.
Man. You're
a pro
today. I love it. Resetting the news, resetting who you are. I mean, goodness.
Yeah, well,
look at you.
Zach By is the most technically proficient radio guy I've ever heard.
No, he's not.
Oh, we're not allowed to compliment him?
No. You're not complimenting him today.
Okay,
He tried to read like a 10-minute book on last Friday, and I'm like, that's not technical. That's not sound radio. That's not what you're supposed to do. Nobody wants to listen to you read a 10-minute book on air, so I had to call him out and stop him. So let's not go overboard here, John.
We will stop complimenting Zach immediately. We will stop complimenting Zach and his books.
Well, I mean, look, this is
this news today about Von. It's just
you've been a Broncos fan your whole life.
Yeah.
Right? And obviously you love Von. Like you just said, you just think it's time. It's best for both parties.
I think for him, there's been this news. I mean, he may not want to be in Colorado beyond this. I mean, it could go beyond how he feels about playing football for the Broncos. He may just, with all this negativity, he may want to just go live somewhere else too. And with this news breaking, you know, Von under criminal investigation, I think a change of scenery is probably better for his mindset. It seems there's been a lot of negativity possibly around him recently he may need to reset, and he may need to find a different scenery.
It's just a bad look. It's just an awful look. You know, you think of Von and who he was and you know, who people thought he was, you know, just a couple years ago, and now all of a sudden within a month span and a couple weeks span, it's just like, wow, who is this guy?
Yeah.
You know, who really is Von Miller? We thought he was this happy-go-lucky, you know, love kids and this and that type of guy. And it's like, that's not him at all.
No.
Now we'll see what happens with this criminal investigation. But not a good look at all.
And the Broncos need to focus their energy on getting better. And they need to focus their energy on, because this is with George Payton coming along, this is a new vision. And I've said this a lot. This is the first time Stoke, I'll be 37 in a couple weeks. My entire life, I have not watched the Broncos try to win without either John Elway, Pat Bowlen, or both of them. One of them or both of them have always been present my entire life watching with the Broncos. And we know John's going to be moving on, obviously. We don't have Pat anymore. So this is the Broncos' first time in 40 years attempting to succeed without the two most important people the organization has ever known. This is a brand new vision that the Broncos have had. This is uncharted territory for them since going back to the early 80s and the 70s. And so with everything going on, with everything's new, so Yvonne, this stuff coming along, the Mike Kliss reporting today, I think it's time, you know, they've got to, it's easy for them to say, you know what, let's just, hey, it was a great run, Vaughn. You've got stuff you got to deal with. We're headed in a new direction. Thank you. You're going up in the Ring of Fame. We'll see you at the Hall of Fame. But I think it's best for everybody that we go our separate ways. I think that's, I wanted him to end in blue and orange.
Right.
Because he's top five. Some people could say he's the second best Bronco of all time. I think there's people that can make that argument based on what he's done. But I at this point, it's been a decade with everything going on, the way the past few years have gone for him. I think the Broncos move on from Von Miller, and it's probably the best thing to do.
So your mind has changed here in the last couple weeks with what you've seen from the text messages, and then, you know, this investigation that is a criminal investigation by Parker Police that's underway right now. So yeah, you have changed your stance on Von because of those things, or were you in that mode before the text and before this criminal investigation?
I was willing, before I wanted him to end with the Broncos, but I didn't want it, you know, I want them to get better, so I wanted the best thing for the Broncos. Now, with all these distractions that have come along lately, I just think it's best if everybody move on from each other. And Vaughn, you know, it sounds like he needs to not worry about negotiating a contract right now. He's got something else
right.
He needs to be worrying about, and his energy needs to be focused there, and the Broncos and him can make it easier on him with that, saying, hey, we're going to move on. You focus on that, and good luck. We'll see you down the line. I just, with where the organization's headed, this new page are trying to turn very, very young team.
New general manager.
New culture, all of it. Just
trying to establish something different now. It's been bad. It's just time to, you know, you got to trim the fat. And right now, that's Vaughn. It's just the way it is. Let's open this thing up. 303-713-1043, RamosLaw.com, text line. I mean, big news today. What's Broncos country think? Does it change your view on Vaughn, keeping him around? You still want to wait and see? Mike Kliss tweeting, Von Miller's under criminal investigation by Parker Police Department. So that's the news of the day that broke about 14 minutes ago.
Stoke, you played with Vaughn. You know him.
Mm-hmm.
Does this events of the last few weeks surprise you?
Yes. Yes. You know, I don't know Vaughn that well. We were teammates for 1 year.
One year, right.
I showed up in the off season. It was his second year in the NFL, so he was still really, really young at that time. And I was really, really old. But we got along just fine. And I really enjoyed Vaughn. He had a great personality, you know, laughing and always had a smile on his face. So really enjoyed Vaughn. But I didn't know Vaughn outside of the locker room. Outside of the football field. I never hung out with him, wasn't, you know, any of that. So, you know, you never know what guys are like away from the building. So, but it is a surprise, when you hear those things. And Vaughn is, you know, he has an image, obviously, and he does really well off the football field with his image that's been, I don't want to say orchestrated or whatever, but it kind of seems that way now, but that has been put together. And it's kind of coming crashing down now. So, like I said, I didn't know Vaughn away from the football field, only in the locker room and on the football field, really. And you know, he was always great. And you know, he was so. Yes, it does surprise me, because the 1 year, and then the only thing I really know of Vaughn is what you see. Right, is what's out there, what he's portrayed as, what he's built up as, and what his team has put together to say, you know, hey, here's this guy, And now you see this other side, and it's disturbing, and it's not a good look at all.
Yeah, and Mike Kliss tweeting Von Miller under criminal investigation. We don't know what he's being charged with, and we don't know if it's true.
Some people do.
Yeah, some people do.
And he has not.
And again, it is innocent till proven guilty. I think that's so. We'll see.
Certainly. Do you have the text line pulled up there?
Yeah.
If you see anything you want to,
it's a lot of that. I mean, reiterating that people saying, "Hey guys, you know, innocent till proven guilty," and that's 100% true.
Right.
Totally agree with that.
But that's not the way it works in the NFL.
Right, and that's my thing.
So, like you were saying, John, you made some really great points there. It's just like too much. It's just too much. Those text messages were real, okay, that he sent, and they were disturbing, okay? And then you throw this on it, investigation, no investigation. Somebody's accusing him of something not good, okay? It's just time. It's just time to be done. Right? Because now the distractions and everything else are outweighing performance, and your value for the football team. He hadn't done anything in 2 years. Really. He didn't play last year, and 2 years ago he just had 8 sacks. So those are the facts. You got a new era coming in here, the George Payton era, and that's not the way you want to start it. So you put all those factors together, and it says it's time for a fresh start from the Denver Broncos, and it's time to end the Von Miller era.
And yeah, and that's kind of where I'm coming from. And I've said it. I think at this point, you know, for Von, a change of scenery might be good. It's not just I'm saying the Broncos need to get rid of him because of this. I think for both sides, for Von, it may be better. For one, Von may go, and if we're talking just the player, Von may go on a win still. You know, he is coming to the end of his career. He's tasted success. He might want to feel that again. You know, he always said DeMarcus Ware is his idol. And how did DeMarcus end his career? Yep. On top? Change of scenery, went and won a Super Bowl. I think that Ravens defense, you were on it. I mean, it was led by Ray Lewis, but I think you guys had like Tony Siragusa. You guys had some older guys that were out there getting the 94 49ers team. Ricky Jackson, Dion got his first ring. Those were guys that at the end of their career went and found success on another team.
Maybe he wants to go to Dallas.
Maybe he wants to go to Dallas
or something like that. You know, maybe flip-flop with DeMarcus. DeMarcus came here. He goes to Dallas.
Does the reverse. Yeah, and that's my whole thing with Von. I'm not saying Broncos move on from him because of this news that's broke today. This does not – and I think everybody's – it is innocent till proven guilty. But to say that this won't weigh in on the Broncos' decision with Von – of course it's going to affect their decision.
It's going to play anyway. For me, to begin with, it was probably time to move on for Von. And if you want it all from a, you know, $9, $10 million deal with incentives, that would have been fine. But this kind of just solidifies that it's that time. All good things must come to an end, and it's time for the Von Miller era to come to an end, unfortunately. And usually it's not a pleasant end, and this isn't a pleasant end, but it's time for the Broncos to turn the page and move on. You don't want these types of distractions, and it's just that time for the Denver Broncos to move on and start fresh and get this thing moving without Von Miller.
So, Von Miller, Mike Kliss tweeted, he is under criminal investigation per Parker Police. We don't know what the allegations are. Stokely and I continue to react. We'll do that next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.